listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines, and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is their loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. So OBM can tackle any copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document service provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000 and go Browns. Welcome back, Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura from the Dog Bowl in Berea. We are taking calls at 216-578-0850. Weigh in on Shanahan. Dow Loggins reported leaving the Cleveland Browns and parting ways. We want your calls to make this show great. We are going to go now to John in Chardon.
Hey, guys, love the show. Hated to hear the news. Just reason being, we're always switching quarterbacks. We're switching coaches, offensive coordinators, and things like that. I just hope that the staff there and Farmer jump on this right away because, again, what Jimmy said, there's going to be a lot of new head coaches. They're going to be looking for offensive coordinators. I don't want to get the bottom of the pile. It almost seems like we did that with when we got Chudzinski. It was just one of those knee-jerk things. We didn't want to get our guy. We didn't get our guy. So I hope this jumps right away. As far as Johnny Manziel, I honestly think this guy is going to be maybe a deterrent. His immaturity, his lack of preparation. I mean, who's going to want to deal with that? So I hope I'm wrong. Go Browns. But we're going to have a fight as far as getting, you know, the guy we really want with all these new head coaches getting hired. Love the show, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. And, you know, I believe, Nathan, he makes a great point. I think that right now, if this is in fact true, that the organization, Mike Pett and Ray Farmer, they have to start earmarking names as possibilities to come here to Cleveland to lead the offensive side of the football. So a decisive decision and direction for that side of the football must be made. As he said, you know, many coaches right now being interviewed for head coaching jobs. I believe there's four still available. They will need to fill a staff. So we get the pick of the litter if we can move forward very quickly. And to speak to the second half of his point about Johnny Manziel, I don't necessarily believe that Johnny Manziel will be a deterrent, maybe the hoopla that comes with Johnny Manziel, but after what we saw of his performance, he needs to take a significant stride in the right direction. So unless he makes that, you know, he can essentially be discounted from being in the conversation to be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns until he proves worthy.
He's got to prove it. That's basically the bottom line, and I think he's going to be in a competition. And, again, we only saw 7 quarters. They weren't good. We need to see more Johnny Manziel, according to Ian Rappaport, who retweeted it. Now, it's been taken down from Johnny Manziel's Twitter. I don't see it on there anymore, but Ian Rappaport retweeted one. Said, crazy morning, Dell and Kyle. Thank you for everything throughout this year. I wish you guys nothing but the best, but it has since been taken down. So I wonder if that's just a timing issue on the, you know, whether when the Browns decide to make that official there. I do think the one good point that's been made, and a couple people on Twitter made it as well, that one of the reasons that the Browns may have agreed to this at this time was to get ahead of those other coaching searches, as you just talked about, as Jim talked about earlier, and I did as well. And I think that makes a lot of sense. Like, if Kyle doesn't want to be here, and you know that's not going to be your offensive coordinator, you might as well get out there and get in front of it as while you can with the biggest pool of available candidates at your disposal.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and we're going to keep this conversation going. We're going to go out west to Rick in Colorado Springs. Hey, Rick.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good afternoon.
That's right.
Well, it's afternoon there. I'm a couple hours behind.
I know.
Love the show.
Thank you.
I hope you're having good weather. It's 60 degrees here. It's beautiful today.
We're below zero here, bud.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Hey, a couple things. I just got out of a meeting, and I saw the news. I'm actually kind of relieved about Kyle Shanahan. I'm very happy that Loggins was fired, if that was in fact true. I think he was a cancer, personally, to the coaching staff because he was touting Manziel so much. You saw in that Cincinnati game, he's standing right next to him like a turkey strutting out there. I didn't really think that was professional. I like what the Browns are doing. I'm glad they kept the coaches, the head coach and Farmer. Nate, I think you're tall enough to be their quarterback.
I can sling it around a little bit. I can sling it around a little bit.
There you go. All you have to do is not get sacked. You'll be fine. The thing about Shanahan that was really disappointing, I love the offense first half of the season, and I really am a big Hoyer fan. I think he is very intelligent and capable. I think he's actually very good. Shanahan, in the second half, kind of shut down the run. You saw where we threw a couple times, 40, 50 times in games that we lost, and that's not who we are, and that's not who Brian Hoyer was. And so I think if we get a coordinator, and personally I would not mind seeing Charlie Weiss or Mark Trestman, both of Hoyer's worked in Weiss's offense before, and Trestman is similar and been a coach with Cleveland before. But I would actually like to see Cleveland commit to Hoyer a couple more years. I think he's got it in him. I think he can win games. He's obviously won 9-10 games for us that no one else has in a long time. Just get the right coordinator that sticks to the run, and we have a good offensive line. Just get rid of the cancers.
Yeah, you make some great points, and I think the, you know, for me, as we talk about going out and getting the pick of the litter, the one thing in regards to the plan that we have, we know that Mike Pettine, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, is a defensive head coach who wants to control a football game and become very opportunistic for that offense with turning the ball over, as we saw them hit their stride late in the season. And I do believe he wants to be able to run the football. The one thing that is going to need to be said is are we able, because of the scheme that we played in this year, and as we saw Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell adapt to that zone run scheme, and I feel like once we figured it out, we saw how talented they are. Losing Alex Mack, of course, hurt the middle of that offensive line, the core of that offensive line. But do we go out and find a offensive coordinator that has that zone scheme background, or do we go out and find that, you know, that spread personality, or do we find that power run game personality as we had in Norv Turner? Meaning, you know, pulling guards, those OT plays, those outside toss plays where you're pulling guards and tackles, because just as this offensive line has grown and had their hiccups in losing Alex Mack, they talked about how cohesive they became in that zone run scheme. And to change that, I believe, and in this case I might be using it right, will set them back as they grow in that new scheme. That means Greco or Batonio won't just be taking those zone steps. They'll be pulling from that position and have to identify outside linebackers, defensive ends, safeties, linebackers. So it's as big as it is to be different routes and different terminology for those running backs and blitz pickups for the running backs, it's going to be a tough for a very talented offensive line to go back to something that they were accustomed to after they learned a new scheme here in Cleveland.
Yeah, and the good news is they were only in the zone scheme 1 year. So if you want to stick with it, you have at least 1 year in the door. If not, a lot of those guys were not in it, and Joel Batonio didn't play in it really in college either, so I think he could be okay with that there. But certainly that O-line has got to be a piece of the strength and the cohesiveness of this offense going forward.
Yes, loving the dialogue that we have going. We're going to go to Mike right here in Cleveland, Ohio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. I just want to say, from everything you guys have said, it's completely – when I heard the news, it's very disappointing as a season ticket holder to hear this happen again. I completely think we're back at square one from everything you guys have talked about, from the setback of the language of whatever they go to, from whatever blocking scheme they go to. We don't have a quarterback per se right now. Connor Shaw is our best option. Johnny has proven that he has no interest in being a professional. So I think we're going to have the first fan base to actually picket the Browns front office for this ridiculousness. I mean, it's every year. It's just a big disappointment. And that's all I got.
I don't necessarily know that's true if we go out and get the right guy. I thought Kyle Shanahan was the right guy. He was the sexy guy. And I think, as Jim Donovan said earlier, Mike Pettine, kudos to him for going out and grabbing Kyle Shanahan and luring him to Cleveland to be a part of the future here. And now it's was very short term. But I think if you go get the right guy, it's not going to be hard to sell it, you know, to these players. These players saw, and I think they're hungry for more. So from going from 4-5 wins to 7 wins, and how great it was for the guys like Joe Thomas and Joe Hayden to talk the playoff conversations when this team was in those situations. It's not going to be hard to sell these guys if you go out and get a name. If you go out and get a mystery guy or a guy who might have been a position coach somewhere else who's taking that step in, you know, step up to an offensive coordinator, it's going to be a harder pitch. But if you go get a guy, as we've said, Weiss or Tressman or some of the other names that are out there that we could bring here to Cleveland, it's not going to be hard to sell them, because I think if you talk to Gordon, hey, Gordon, you know what? We're going to throw you you're going to have 100 receptions or 80 receptions. T. West, Isaiah Crowell, you know, we're going to feed you. We're going to showcase your ability. And I think, of course, that offensive line, if they can protect whoever it is at the quarterback position for the Cleveland Browns and open those holes for those two very talented running backs, we'll be in great shape. It's not going to be hard to sell to these players on this team because we're still so young and impressionable.
There's no question about that, and I think the key is now to find the right guy. I don't care if it's to me, names don't matter. I want a guy that fits in, I think, with the forward thinking that I think can happen in this organization, that somebody that has football success, a track record, they've got a good plan for our team and our personnel and what they want to do, and also somebody that kind of, I think, has thought about and bought in a little bit to kind of the analytic aspect of things, being more technical and oriented in that fashion, not just kind of an old school theory, but also old school theory with new school thoughts. I think that as long as they get somebody that can move this franchise forward, doesn't need to be a name. It needs to just be the right person that can absolutely contribute to the success of the Browns. When we come back, we're going to keep this discussion rolling. 216-578-0850. Our old friend Vic Carucci will join us in hour number two to talk about his take on what's going on with the Browns, Kyle Shanahan's interview with the Buffalo Bills, and much, much more right after this on ESPN 850 WKNR.